Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle,
and let's dive in.
Cheers with our empty glasses.
We're going to be so awkward.
It's really not that big of a deal. Welcome to episode 35 of the Sisters Like Us podcast. I was in charge of picking our drinks for the week, which means no seltzers, no bubbles. It's gonna be great. So I actually picked two things. I meandered around Trader Joe's, which I, if you didn't know or listen, I lived in New York for 10 years. And New York has very bizarro liquor laws. So you cannot sell liquor and food. Really, you can't sell anything above a percent of, like, I don't know, 5%, 6? No, because there's some hard beers. Maybe it's like 7%. With food, otherwise it has to be in its own store. So really the way it works out is, like, beer and food go together, and then wine and liquor are in these little, like, standalone stores in New York. That's like how it works. So places like Trader Joe's, Costco, wherever in New York only had beer. They didn't have any wine or any liquor. And there are some cool, like, liquor things at Costco. Or not Costco, Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Like, lots of cool, unique stuff. And they also have a lot of the, like, generic stuff, and I like their generic vodka, their bourbon.
Their tequila's good.
Yeah, so I was there the other day to get my staples. I was almost out of the cold brew, which is my favorite, and I was wandering around the liquor section, and I picked two things, and then I let Allie decide which one we were going to have tonight and which one we were going to have on the next recording. And so tonight, we are having these Everything But the Bartender margaritas. So they are these cute little baby cans. It comes in a pack of four, like a little box of four.
Oh my gosh. This singular can is 15% alcohol.
That's what I was saying earlier. Yes, that this one is much stronger. But it's only...
That's like three White Claws.
Correct. But it's a margarita. Margaritas are strong. A margarita is a lot stronger than a White Claw.
All right.
So if you've never shopped at Trader Joe's, Everything But the Blank is a thing that they do. They have, it's like Everything But the Bagel seasoning is like the popular one, but they have other stuff too that's like the Everything But the insert here. So I'm really excited. It says that you can pour it over ice, which is what we're going to do, or you can literally drink it chilled out of the can. I feel like a margarita out of a can feels weird to me.
Water, tequila, agave syrup, lime juice, concentrate, natural flavors, citric acid, salt.
So. Very simple. And the only added sugar, I guess,
but
is the agave.
It's kind of funny.
It has like an interesting texture to it. That is true. But they are really cute.
Yeah, they are cute. Okay.
They are cute. Okay. I don't think it's going to be the same without the bubbles.
Though. Ready? Set. Oh, that was a good one. Okay. Let's pour.
Like, it's not even going to be half this glass. Oh, maybe it will be.
Oh.
Wow.
All right. Well.
That smells like last Friday night.
Let me just tell you.
So, what's interesting is when I'm typically making a margarita, that's the sound you want. This. I include triple sec always, like without a doubt. And so I wonder if you spruce this up a little bit.
I feel like everyone's gonna watch what I just did.
What'd you do?
I like sniffed it and went. Anyways, sorry, I haven't really done anything yet.
Yeah, I know, I've done all the talking so far. It's fine. Okay, ready? Should we try it?
Cheers.
Cheers.
That's good, but it's sweet as hell.
I don't think it's that sweet.
Hold on. That's good.
I like it. It's actually really good.
Maybe we should have saved that for
Saturday.
Yeah.
The other, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. That's good.
Wow. These are, yeah. If you like margaritas.
That's like a good, easy, like, just grab that little box for a pregame.
So easy.
Don't have all four of them yourself, but.
Probably not. We'll see how we're feeling after these, but we're planning to hang out and watch a movie, so we'll see how we're feeling. I like it.
I like it.
Fun. And I honestly couldn't, I don't remember how much they were, but it's Trader Joe's, so I can't imagine they were that expensive.
Yeah.
So, if you like margaritas. And it's nice that they're individual because sometimes, like, I will buy the pre-mixed margarita things, you know, from Costco or wherever, but I'm not necessarily drinking margaritas.
This is way better than those.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's better than the Costco ones. I don't think it's better than like the nice brand ones.
No, like the Costco ones, like something's happening.
Yeah, they're okay. But the other, what's like the nice brand is like the glass bottle.
Like 1800. Like,
yeah, those are good. You know what these are perfect for? So there's a Mexican place in my neighborhood. That's BYOB.
Oh my gosh.
These are perfect for that.
Okay, mental note.
Yes. Oh, so okay. Good. All right, before we start, we are going to talk about Bridgerton. We both have finished it.
I'm going to move on before I start talking about it.
Okay. I was going to just share that you stayed up ridiculously late last Thursday to finish it.
I finished it the day it came out.
Yeah. I finished it yesterday because I told Allie I would. But we're going to do it at the end.
Yeah.
That way, to Allie's point, there's no, like, huge spoilers. Like, you know what's going to happen. But I think it will be nice that if you haven't watched it yet and so you don't want to hear about our thoughts and reactions, yeah, we're just going to do that at the end. So if you're not interested, you can skedaddle.
Yeah. We'll do it at the very end. So, did you see that Limited 2 is coming back?
I did see that.
I was like, we have to talk about this.
Oh. Y'all. I loved Limited 2.
Brooke Hyland posted a TikTok, and Limited 2 sent her a sweatshirt and said, we wanted you to be one of the first people to, like, receive our stuff, and, like, Limited 2 is back. And it's perfect because Y2K is so in right now, and that's their vibes, and it's happening.
I follow Kate, I don't remember her last name, she does, like, TikToks and Instagram Reels making fun of, like, I finally looked up and she's exactly the same age as me, like, class of 09. And she does, like, making fun of what we used to wear to, like, homecoming and, like, all kinds of shit related to, like, our fashion and music choices, mm-hmm, from, like, our high school days. And she's the one that I saw post about it.
Yeah.
Also, fun fact, when I also looked up how old she was, she went to a school in the suburbs of Chicago. Same high school that my friend Brooke went to. And I literally texted Brooke and was like, do you know this person?
Do you want to know what's so crazy about what you just said? Is that I just bought tickets to go see John Summit in October. And I'm like texting back and forth with my friends. And they're like, wait, like, he's from Naperville. I'm like, oh, went to Niqua. Oh, that's where we went to high school.
How old is he?
He graduated in 2012.
So he's like smack dab in the middle of
you and Parker.
Yeah.
And so I texted Parker first. I'm like, did you, because yeah, I don't think you know who John Summit is. In general, he's like an EDM art, like he either does, yeah, like remixes stuff. And I texted Parker and I'm like, did you know John Summit went to Niqua? And he was like, yeah, I did. And I was like, did you know him? He was like, no, I knew of him. But like,
because yeah, he would have been three years younger than me and 3 years older than Parker.
Correct.
You know, it's funny.
But why is it so crazy that we had the same exact like experience?
Yeah. But I think what's funny is it is commonly, it's like a fun fact. I've heard people ask, like, who's the most famous person that went to your high school?
Yeah.
Do you think he's, like, up there now for our answer to that question?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. He's a DJ. That's one person.
Well, okay. He's
definitely the most famous person that's, like, let's see. He has almost a million followers on.
On somewhere.
That's great. Sorry. Sometimes I just, like, don't finish my sentences. I really don't.
I used to say, actually, Evan Lysacek. He is a Team USA figure skater, like Olympic gold medalist.
Oh, we had a gold medalist in our swimming team too.
Yes, yeah. I don't remember. Yeah.
This is like John Summit.
Okay, I mean, I don't know who he is.
I mean, yeah, but
that's crazy that he went to Nova.
So fun fact.
Let us know in the comments if you watch on YouTube or comment on Instagram if you're listening somewhere else. Who's the most famous person that went to your high school? Anyway, we just went on a tangent. Limited 2. So pumped. Yeah. However, I am nervous that, like who are they going to cater to?
That's because what I was just thinking. Like, what is going to be their audience? Like, I feel like their audience is going to be
the high schoolers. Or is it going to be people my age who wore that in high school? Or is it going to be people your age who are wearing it
now
as ironic? But my point is, like, not necessarily, like, you could design the same thing and it could cater to all three of those, but from a sizing perspective, like, when I shopped at Limited 2, like, the sizing there was, like, for tiny little high schoolers.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's what I'm wondering is, like, if they, like, what the sizing is going to be like. Is it going to be, like, uncomfortable junior sizing, or is it going to be like regular ass adults?
Yeah, and is it going to be like just like in malls, or is it going to be like I'm curious on like how it's going
to... It was typically in malls, so...
Well, yeah, no, but like I'm just curious to see like what the changes are going to be.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Because I grew up wearing dresses, so like...
Yeah, you were that was like the younger version of it. Mm-hmm. There's a playlist on Spotify that my friend Justina will do workout classes to that's literally called like Limited Two, and it is... like all the songs that they used to play at Limited
Oh, Tip. Let's look at our day list for the evening.
I stopped paying for Spotify Premium, so I don't think I get one.
No?
Well, I couldn't find it last time.
You just searched day list.
My
bittersweet acoustic chill Thursday evening. Okay, ready?
Gymnastics movie soundtrack evening.
Like, what? Like, who is out there creating these day lists? Because I have to believe it's AI, because there's no way.
Oh, it's not a real person making it for every single Spotify user. That's bananas.
I'm so naive when it comes to AI.
Anyways. It's absolutely AI. That to me is like AI light. Like,
The one thing I love about Spotify, and Spotify, you can totally sponsor, because like I'm obsessed. But like,
oh yeah, Spotify, call us.
Like, they just like I looked up today, I was like running, and it's like, oh, Spotify made me my own running pop upbeat mix with my favorite songs.
One of the things I do love about Spotify running, or playlists in general, is if you want to run at a specific speed, you can look up beats per minute.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they do it for you every day. Yes.
Okay, before we talk about running for you, because I know you've started, and I know that we talked about that last week. Okay, on this exact same topic, this was actually on my list. If I'm going to start, like, singing a song, and I want to know if you know the song.
Okay.
Let the rain fall down. Okay, but you, like...
Let the rain fall down.
Okay.
Yeah, I know
that song. I'm coming clean. You wouldn't just, like, stare at me and be like, I've never heard of
that song. Was in Uptown Girls.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
No. It's Hillary Duff.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a clip going around that Doja Cat sang that at a performance, and the audience was like not singing along and stared at her like she was crazy.
Wait.
And she was like, wait, you guys don't know this song?
Oh, I thought she was like copying it.
No. It started to rain.
Wait, I found it already.
Yeah, because it's like a trending clip.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, I get that it's an old song, but like the fact that her whole audience was like, nah, I got nothing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Such a bummer. I wrote it down. I had that on my list of like, I wanted to see if you knew it, and it was just like the perfect segue, because they definitely played that song.
I wouldn't have like sang the...
Like, no, you've heard this, heard of
100%.
The song. Yeah.
100%.
They definitely played that on Limited Chip.
Yeah.
These are... getting even better now that the ice has melted a little bit.
It's so good. It's really good.
Dangerous. Okay, so how's your running going?
Well, you say I started, but I started today.
Oh, that was your first one today.
Because I had a really busy week, and I like went to Core Power, and then yesterday was like the whole thing with like mom's bathtub getting delivered. So I plan on running in the morning and then going like for the second Lila wake time. And then, like, I woke up at, like, 8:55. She's like, you have to come earlier. Yeah, I have to pick you up now. I'm like, okay. And then it's...
I think you could have come later if you didn't want to get picked up.
No.
She wanted you then? There.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was just this whole... okay. I mean, I feel like I need to explain. Mom watches Lila for me when I'm working. Most of the time, my work time, the time that I work, is very flexible. I can do it whenever. And so if mom has something, an appointment, whatever, a bathtub delivery, I can move what I have going on. Like I can work within that. Or I can work at mom's and she can be at her house or whatever. Wednesdays are the one day that I cannot change it, because I go live on YouTube at noon every Wednesday. And that does not change. Like, that is the time that I go live. And so it's the only day mom knows that, like, she has Lila from 12 to 1 on Wednesdays, without a doubt. So mom is redoing her bathtub, or her bathroom, and so they called her on Monday, and they were like, and the bathtub, by the way, is, like, the first thing that has to happen. Like, the contractor said, like, once the bathtub gets in, then they can start doing other shit, but the bathtub has to happen first. And so mom's been on like pins and needles about the bathtub delivery. And so they called her on Monday and they're like, can we come Wednesday? And she was like, okay, I guess so. But then it was like she needed another person there in case Lila was napping while the people, like she needed to help the guy, and Mark was out of town. So that
was. Well, and so then this is what happened, right? We get there. Mom's on the phone with them and they're like, we can't give you an estimated time. She's like, okay, well, they told me that they would give me an estimated time, this whole thing. And like, something about mom is like, she's gonna be on speakerphone. Like, she doesn't talk on the phone when it's on the ear. Like, she's got her little pop socket and she's holding it like this. And she's like, mom, like, I don't want to hear the customer service person talking to you and you bitching them out. Like, I really don't. And of course, like, I had to go up and get something, or not go up and get something, I had to get my Starbucks, and Lila, like, had just saw me, and she, like, I walk out of the car, and Lila, like, ah, and mom's, like, on the phone, and I get back in the car, Lila's, like, ah, and mom's, like, shh, and I'm like, Lila, shh, she's, like, ah, I'm, like, oh, my God, and then this is what happens, right? We get to mom's, don't hear anything, whatever, Lila goes down for a nap. Oh, but then it just happened to work out where Mark got home right in time for the delivery
to show
to get there. And mom goes downstairs and grabs Mark's suitcase, and then Mark and the front door guy bring it up, and
that's they didn't even need you.
So yes, to then waterfall this is I did not need to be there.
Yeah.
Actually, I kind of did because I didn't, whatever. Anyways. This started somewhere, and I...
Running. So you couldn't run yesterday because of all that.
Yes.
Shenanigans.
So I had been to the dentist this morning, and so I couldn't do, like, my 7:30 class or my 9:15 class because it just, like, didn't work out.
Yeah.
So I did... I ran. Only ran, like, 2 miles, but, like, didn't run the whole time.
I only ran 2 miles. Allie, that's awesome.
But I didn't run the whole time.
Okay, I don't care. It's still awesome.
Well, so let me show you guys my little app. Well, not show you guys, but talk to you guys about it.
I was like, how are you going to show them your app?
So I have the Nike Run Club app, and I can connect my Spotify to it. So it shows where I went.
Yeah,
like
your
from
route.
Start
yes.
to end.
Yep.
Like my average pace, my time, my calories, like everything.
How did you decide on your route? Did you just like start?
So I know that from my house to the lakefront is 1 mile.
Okay.
So, like, if I wanted to do that and back, like, so if I'm, like, on a time crunch, need a quick run, like, I know that and back is, like, 2 miles.
Right.
If I have more time, I would have run to the lakefront.
And then a little bit on the lake.
And then on the lake, mm-hmm. and then over the bridge, and then back. Mm. If I had, like, more time, but I just didn't have more time.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I really had fun. It was hard, but I had fun.
Good. Yeah. What'd you listen to?
I don't know, my hype beat running mix that Spotify made me.
What was on your hype beat?
Hype running mix. I had Not My Fault, a little Part of Me by Katy Perry. What a great tune I forgot about. This is the part of me. Anyways.
Katy Perry, Pondra Left Replay. Shark.
Oh. You know.
Another Super Bowl queen.
Yeah. Empire State of Mind, We Are Who We Are, just all around great, great, great options.
That is a great playlist.
Yeah, like and it. Spotify was just like having fun with it, making me a little running playlist. I love that.
Love that. I don't have anything that flows nicely from that.
Okay, well then let's move on.
Okay.
I'm almost halfway through Housemaid is Watching.
Okay.
The Housemaid is Watching.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay. I truthfully don't fully remember what happened in book one and book two.
I mean, death.
Okay, we don't want to spoil it. Yeah, yeah.
Millie's the main character.
It's on Kindle Unlimited,
Enzo
right?
Enzo is the...
No, don't say anything, because if you haven't read The Housemaid and The Housemaid Secret, they are good. Yeah, it's hard to talk about without giving things away.
Yeah, true.
So what's after that?
Oh, I can talk about something that doesn't apply to you, but I'll just talk about it.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to finish the reading section first.
Okay.
I mean, I'm still chugging my way through the second book in A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Okay.
And I'm trying to decide if I need a pause, if I need a break, because I just feel like I'm, like, dragging, and I'm about to go on vacation, and so I'm trying to decide, like, if I want something different, like different vibes for while I'm on vacation.
Well, I couldn't do that because that would be impossible for me to, I read one chapter.
You would forget, yeah.
I like read one chapter and the next day I read the next one and I forget what happened in the one chapter before that.
Yeah, I do that sometimes too.
And I'm like,
Yeah, so I guess you're right. If I like take a whole break from the series and try to go back, I'm gonna be like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah. Especially with a series like that.
I know, I need to power through.
Yeah.
I just, like, it's good, but it's not, I don't know, maybe it's an expectation problem, like, everybody being like, it's the best thing I've ever read, book two is the best, oh my god, and I'm like, it's good, but I'm not like, I don't know, I'm not obsessed with it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. Okay, that's all I've got for books. What were you gonna say?
So, the second part of the Summer House reunion. Like, I need to talk about it.
Then talk, Allie. I'll drink my margarita.
Crazy. Because I don't know if anyone, like, commented about, like, what I said when I was...
Nobody commented, like, specific things to what you said. Somebody just said they liked the reality TV topic.
Okay. Because basically the second part of the Summer House reunion, it was like, it's not helpful when you have never seen it.
Well, yeah, you just...
I feel like I'm talking to myself.
You are. So
what we need to do is I think we both need to watch something.
So we can talk about it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're going to do with Bridgerton. We're just saving it for the end.
Yeah, but, like, not Bridgerton. Like, some sort of, like...
Something older?
No.
Oh, something current.
Yeah. What, like, do you not like reality TV?
Not really. The only reality... The two reality TV shows that I like that I watch are So You Think You Can Dance, which is a new season that I haven't watched yet, or Top Chef.
I would watch So You Think You Can Dance.
Okay.
So maybe we do that.
Okay.
But Summer House, I just want to say that I thought, one, Andy was being a little bit misogynistic towards, like, okay, I think Lindsay and Carl, who broke off their engagement, both have demons. But, like, literally, Andy, the host, was so on Carl's side. Like, being, like, I don't know. It was, that's just, like, my opinion. But I still think, like, Lindsay's also, like, got some shit to work out. But.
I mean, don't we all?
Yeah, but, like,
and there's a lot to it. And maybe you should work it out in the privacy of your therapist's office. Not on national TV.
Yeah, but that's what they get paid to do. The more people that view it, the more money they make.
Right. So then it doesn't behoove them to work out their shit because they make more money when everything's fucked up.
True.
But something I just thought about, by the way, if you don't follow us on Instagram, which you should, I post these, like, almost highlight reels of each... Not, I, like, literally, it's a reel on Instagram, but you know what I mean, like a highlight reel of every episode. And we have decided that we're swearing on, like, on the podcast and the new vibe, but I try not to include the clips of swearing on Instagram stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I just feel like it's...
Is that all you were about to say?
Yeah.
That was it?
Well, I just, like, dropped a bomb that I thought was really interesting, but it was a lot of swearing. And so I'm like, oh, that would be a good clip for Instagram, but I swore, so.
Okay.
Sorry.
Why are you being mean to me? Because you're mean to me.
That's my job as your big sister. Anyway, is that all you had to say?
You should watch, like, The Bachelorette when it comes out on July 8th, and then we can talk about it.
No. Dumb. Not worth my time.
It's just entertaining.
Yes, however, I don't disagree that it can be entertaining. However, the amount of hours that I have to actually watch TV is very limited. Mm-hmm. And there are just so many other things I would rather watch.
Yeah.
Besides The Bachelorette.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. I did finally make it to season 4 of Game of Thrones.
So I have gone both ways on this podcast about whether I think you should be allowed to do spoilers, because part of me feels like Game of Thrones has been out so long that, like, if you haven't watched it, like,
we can talk more about it at the end of the episode and just be like, this next, like,
Spoilers for
this
all
next
the
5 minutes is spoilers, spoilers, and spoilers.
Yeah, because but Bridgerton, I feel like, is different because it's been out a week or 2 weeks by the time this podcast goes up. Like, I understand if people haven't squeezed it in 2 weeks. The Game of Thrones episode that we're talking about has been out for a decade.
Okay, so skip the next 2 minutes
if you
don't want to hear about the episodes. So I was a little bit in shock.
First off, you've made really good progress in the fact that you are already on season 4.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
You know, especially because I have, like, attention problems and, like, I, like, am, like, on my phone, on the TV, doing this. And so, like, I literally put my phone in the other room. I put it on my charger and I'm like, okay, I gotta watch. It's Game of Thrones time. Like, I was so hungover last Saturday and I was like, Parker's like, oh, you're riding on the couch all day, like, Game of Thrones time. And I go, no, Parker, like, I have so little brain cells in my brain, I can't even watch anything but Love Island, like, which is just watching people with no brain cells. Like, I can't do anything else. So I watch Game of Thrones a lot, like, during the week. Like, I watch, like, one or two or three episodes, like, anyways. So, The Red Wedding.
Yep. Yeah, so season 3, episode 9 is also known as The Red Wedding.
Which, you know, I'm just watching this, I'm like, wow, like, maybe there's potential here for this family. They're a little bit off, you know, with how many people
they've created.
Yeah. And then, you know, they start, like, kind of insinuating that it's not the right place. Like, Lady Stark, like, sees, like, them start, like, act weird.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is about to happen? Just fucking stab?
Death. All the death.
Just stabbed her stomach? I was like, what the frick?
Yeah, it's rough. So
after they were just, like, literally talking about how, like, if it was a boy, they were gonna name him, like I was like, oh my god. I literally was like, this isn't real. Like, Bran's having a vision.
He's gonna wake up and it was all a dream.
Like, that's not real.
Although that's a pet peeve of mine on, like, movies and TV shows when they just, like, wake up and it was all a dream. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like if it's, what? Like, 5 minutes, like, a 5-minute sequence, a la Bridgerton, and they wake up and it was a dream, like, fine. But, like, The Wizard of Oz, like, girl.
What?
But with The Wizard of Oz, at the end, she wakes up and it was all a dream.
Did you not know this?
Oh my god.
Wait, there's no way that. Wait. No.
Yes!
Then what's the point of Wicked?
Great question, but I can't wait for that movie.
Wizard.
No. She wakes up and she's like, and you were there. And you were there.
I just burst in Allie's little bubble.
No. Oz is a real place. Dorothy actually travels to Oz. This indicates that her adventures in Oz were not just a delusion or dream.
What indicates? I don't know. My interpretation of the ending was always that it was a dream and all the people that she loves.
In the movie, Dorothy gets knocked out by a flying window during the cyclone scene. She eventually lands in Oz, but by the movie's end, she wakes up in bed with her family surrounding her. This reassures the viewer that the whole ordeal was simply a dream. In the book, however, there is no dream.
The movie makes it was just a dream, but in the book. And so
that movie's fucking scary, low-key.
Well, so, and Wicked is based on the book, and so that makes sense. That's why Wicked exists. But in the movie, they make it seem like it was a dream. Because she, like,
you know, like, she, like straight up wakes up.
Yeah, and it's all the same characters. Like, the character that plays the Scarecrow is one of her uncles. And, like, you know what I mean? And she's like, and you were there. Like, she dreamt about the people in her life.
That is anyway, scary.
Okay. Back to Game of Thrones. The Red Wedding is what got me to watch Game of Thrones in real time. So, like, I didn't watch seasons 1, 2, and 3, like, when they came out. People were starting to talk about it. It was starting to get this, like, big hype. But I had never really been that into fantasy. I mean, I loved Harry Potter, but I wasn't really super into fantasy. And so,
but it's also like a different spectrum.
Oh yeah, it definitely is.
Like there's like the spectrum of like Game of Thrones, which is like gore and like all this stuff. Yeah. And then there's like the spectrum of like Bridgerton, where it's like, yeah, it's a period piece and it's fictional, but it's like, you know, yeah, like body time, yeah, romance. Like, yeah. And then there's like Harry Potter that's like in the middle.
Yeah. You know? So, but after the Red Wedding, the entire internet was talking about this episode. Like they couldn't believe that it just happened. Like it was, you know.
I mean, like, if Robb Stark is dead, I'm dead.
Okay. Remember when we watched the live action Cinderella and I was like, oh my god, it's Robb Stark! And now here we are.
Yeah.
So then I watched seasons 1, 2, and 3, and then season 4 was the first time that I watched it, like, in real time. Mm-hmm. So.
Nice.
Yeah. And now, it goes all the way through season 8. That's the last season of Game of Thrones. And then House of the Dragon is like a 200 years prequel. It's like Daenerys' ancestors, like multiple generations of ancestors. Yeah. It's about House Targaryen, but like 200 years before Daenerys.
Yeah, I'm really excited to learn about Jon Snow being a Targaryen.
Well, that's like the biggest spoiler of the whole damn thing. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I already said this on the podcast that I cannot believe Parker told you to look up the family tree. Like,
and Sansa marrying Tyrion is just weird, and Sophie Turner. That's so weird that it's Sophie Turner.
Why?
Because it's just like Joe Jonas.
See, either they weren't together or like,
no,
I.
No, they were not together because she was like 14.
Yeah. But even like when I started watching it, like I still don't think they were together yet. Mm-mm. Like I think I knew her as Sansa Stark before I knew her as Joe Jonas's wife.
Yeah.
But aren't they getting a divorce?
Yeah, they're divorced.
Oh, sad.
So.
Do they have kids?
Joe Jonas.
Do they have kids?
I don't know.
Okay.
No.
Do any of the Jonas Brothers have kids yet?
Kevin.
Okay.
Kevin has kids.
All right. We restarted the camera for its memory issues. It is time to dive in to the pool of Bridgerton.
The pool?
The pool of Bridgerton.
Your eyes are like two big pools.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh!
So,
murder me!
Allie's initial reaction was like 11 out of 10.
It was?
I feel like that's what you texted Mom and I when you finished it. You were like obsessed, 11 out of 10.
When I finished it, I thought after watching it, I was like, this is the best season of Bridgerton so far. And I still stand by that.
The general consensus of the internet is the opposite.
I'm aware.
So how do you feel about that?
So, okay. Let me dive into this really quick because I have said this before. I feel like anytime something is good, the internet has something to say about it not being good.
That's fair.
And I say that and like, I feel like, you know, big things come out, like people just expect so much.
Yeah, it's an expectation problem.
And then like, if they are disappointed in the, literally this, like they could have come out with anything for this last season of Bridgerton. They could have had them have sex every 5 seconds and people would still have complained about it.
Yeah.
Where it's like, this season was so much more about this story unfolding about how like literally all Bridgerton is about like Lady Whistledown and like, sorry, my phone's like going off. And like, so a lot of it had to be that story and like how Colin was going to find out and how all of this stuff was going to happen. And like all people, I feel like people's complaints were like, oh, there wasn't enough time, like screen time for Colin and Penelope. There wasn't enough sex scenes. There wasn't enough this, there wasn't enough that, but like their relationship is completely different than the others.
Well,
and
exactly.
You go back, I'm sorry, but let's all who's complaining about all of the lack of sex scenes go back to season 2. There's only one Kate and Anthony's sex scene. Yeah. Like,
and there's only one, maybe there's two with Daphne and
they do a little bit more, but like Colin and Penelope's relationship was a friendship that blossomed into something more.
Right, we got their relationship for 2 whole seasons before.
Yes, and Penelope is someone that struggles with, like, insecurity and, like, not being seen and, like, all of this stuff. She's not going to have this, like, intimate, like, raunchy, like, sex scene. Like, Kate and Anthony's were, like, very, like, forbidden love. Like, there's also just these different tropes, right? Like, that's enemies to lover, this is friends to lovers, it's gonna be gentle, it's gonna be slower, it's gonna be like a slow burn. Like, so I just think people had the wrong expectations going into this season. Now, I do feel like, as someone who, this is my favorite couple, yeah, of course I wish there was like a little bit more here and there, and like there was a handful of the second part where they were fighting pretty much the entire time. But also, he just found out that she's been writing about
gossip columns,
his family, like, for the past
years.
3 years. So it's like, I think that people need, I've also had a lot of time to like think about my opinion, because I think at first I was like, oh my god, I loved this. Then I saw people's opinions. Yeah. And the reason why I did watch it so fast is because I knew I was gonna get swayed if I saw people's opinions.
That makes sense.
And so I loved it, sight unseen, without seeing anyone, what else anyone else thought. And then I was like, okay, people are like having these like unrealistic expectations. And then now I'm kind of at the point where I'm like, no, I think that was like, I think it was portrayed like as it should have been.
Yeah.
My personal opinion.
That's, and that is what we're here to talk about, is our opinions. I agree with you. I saw people's opinions going into it, and I still think that we didn't meet them as a couple in episode one, whereas in the other two seasons, they met in episode one. Like, their relationship has been on screen for two seasons prior, even if it was a side story. We weren't starting at ground zero. So I feel like it is unfair to be like, we needed more of their relationship. Like, no, I understood their relationship. I had plenty.
And going from being friends to like being in love is like a whole different playing field. Like, like trying to portray that also on screen is probably very difficult to do. And it's like, enemies to lovers is like the easiest thing that you could ever put together.
Yeah,
and
then there's all that sexual tension.
Yeah. And I was like, the first one was like forbidden love because whatever. I don't know. Like, I just feel like there was something so like beautiful about their love story.
100%. And like you said, it was way more about, not way more, but it was also about Lady Whistledown and Penelope's development as a woman and a person, as opposed to just Colin. It was about her owning up and taking, like, telling people who she was, and also her relationship with her mom and her sisters.
Yes,
like, there was so much more.
And like, I didn't want her to stop writing, because like that was her way of like expressing herself. Right.
And she's so good at it.
And so good at it. And like, also, I think what I personally really enjoyed from this season is it's just so, I think I said this before, it's just like so nice. I don't remember the last time I watched like a TV show or a movie where I saw like a plus-size woman.
Yeah.
Like, she's not even, like, she's just...
Have you seen an interview with her where she goes...
Yeah, she says it, like, oh, it's so hard for us, like, women with perfect breasts.
With perfect breasts.
And, like, Luke's, like, on the side, and he's just, like, laughing, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they were. But it's just kind of, like, it's nice to see someone that isn't, you know, like, super, super thin and, like, super, like... You know, just portrays as like, it's just nice to see someone that's not the norm portrayed as sensual.
Yep.
And like, I don't know. Like,
no, I know really, what you're trying to say.
I just really enjoyed that aspect of it. And because like, Nicola, like the actress, is like such a confident woman. And like, Penelope is so like, not. And just like seeing her like come into her own skin was just like, if you've seen any of like the interviews, like not the full interviews, but like little like reels and like stuff, like it's just like the way, it's just like their relationship in real life is literally Colin and Penelope.
Cute. Yeah.
Like, it's literally like Colin or Luke Newton has a girlfriend, but like their friendship is just like the cutest thing ever.
Yeah. No.
They're so proud of each other.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's why I love them so much.
You haven't watched Dairy Girls, have you?
Mm-mm.
You should also. So it's...
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Oh.
So when... Not fun fact. When we were in Ireland, I got a stomach bug and basically like couldn't get out of bed for 24 hours.
Oh.
Or couldn't be further from a bathroom for 24 hours. And so we watched it in the hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about like these high school girls that live in the middle of nowhere, Ireland, is the premise. And she is a main character in that.
No, but, I knew that.
Yeah, and she has like her full Irish accent in that show.
She's so cute. Yeah. I love her Irish accent. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I just love them both so much.
So anyway,
it's and I just show. Have like a couple crush and like a crush on Luke Newton. So it's just like really hard for me to like let it go. Yeah. But
I also think, you know, a lot of the complaints about there being too much about the other characters is the beauty of it being a TV show and not the books. And I don't think everybody complaining did read the books, but the books are about that couple and that's it. Like, it's very little about the other characters because it's a romance novel. But it's in the world of the TV show, I want to know what the other characters have going on.
Yes, that is the only thing. Like, I do wish that Colin Penelope did get a little bit more screen time. I thought that there was a lot of extra.
There was a lot of extra.
And storylines going on, like Francesca's whole situation.
But they have to do that to set up the future.
I understand that. But then, like,
the moms, I don't love.
Yeah. And, like, I don't even know their names. Like, the people that, like, own the bar and, like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, that one.
Like, I don't care.
Yeah, that one was interesting because I don't understand
the connection.
Yes.
Well, so, and then based off the last, like, the end of the last episode when Eloise and Benedict are talking, it seems like they're setting it up for it to be Benedict's season next season because it's, like, the masquerade ball is where he meets Sophie.
Yeah. But it also could be Eloise's and she starts writing to him from Scotland. Or it could be Francesca's. I said this to Sam last night when we finished it. I think they set it up to be any of the three.
Yeah.
I think it could be any of them.
Yeah, I don't know. But
and part of me wonders if they don't know yet. Part of me wonders if they...
Yeah, because they haven't fucking started filming yet. Correct. Or anything.
Yes. So okay. Part of me wonders if they actually haven't even decided.
I'm going to be like 80 by the time the last episode comes out. By the time Gregory's season comes out, I'm going to be like 80 years old.
That's the Titanic meme. It's been 84 years.
No, like literally. I'm going to be like senile.
The other thing I wanted to say, though, I feel like the amount of, like, commentary I've seen about people complaining, I'm like, it's a fucking TV show. Like, are you really that mad at it?
I just, like, don't understand how you could be. Like, we got what we wanted.
Yeah.
We, like, God forbid, like, it's like, oh, they broke furniture. Like, and they show, like, the like, bed from the first Twilight Breaking Dawn movie where they like, I'm like, he was a vampire.
But also to your point, like the personalities of the characters and the friends to lovers does not lend itself to like furniture breaking sex.
He's literally like such a gentle human. Mm-hmm. And like,
and she is timid and shy and insecure, that is not how that works.
Yeah, I thought it was beautiful.
I thought it was beautiful. I mean,
I think the first time I watched it. Yeah, I rewatched it for sure. And just that scene. But I will say I liked the carriage scene better. The carriage scene just like did something to me. Like I was just like, oh my God, like I love this. Actually, in an interview, they were like, yeah, we just, like, kept going in the carriage scene and, like, no one told us to stop. Like, we didn't really know what to do, so we just kept going for, like, 5 minutes. And then they, like, stopped the fake carriage. And then, like, that basically that whole thing was, like, improv where it's, like, call in, we're at your house, like, thing. Anyways, first time I watched it, I did feel like I was, like, intruding on
right,
something.
You said that.
Because it did feel like it was just very intimate and quiet. Where it was just like, oh my gosh, like.
But that's why I think it was so perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. It worked for them, for sure.
I loved it. Yeah. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was great. And, like, the whole unfolding of, like, him finding out and then his, like, declaration of love at the end. I think it was perfect, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a long time.
I know. It makes me really depressed. And, like, also, like, I'm more depressed about their love story being over because I just love them so much. Like, I honestly, like, I loved Kate and Anthony. Like, I loved their season. I thought it was great. But there were points in that season where I got bored. And the first one, like, I don't like Simon. Or what's his name?
Yeah, Simon.
Yeah, I just didn't find him attractive. I didn't like him at
all. Well, my issue, too, is I don't know if I already knew it going into season one or not, that he was never going to come back, that he had said, like, I'm not coming back. And that pisses me off. Because,
and he was just, like, such a dick the whole time.
Well, the fact that Daphne was not at either of her siblings' weddings is bullshit.
Yeah.
And I think it's because he won't come back and they can't keep making excuses for why she's there without her husband.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
100%.
I saw somewhere somebody was like, just recast him. Like, I would rather you recast him and have Daphne back in the story than her not be at her sibling's wedding.
Yeah.
Because that's weird.
Yeah, not being at Colin and Penelope's wedding was crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. So that's frustrating to me. It makes anything I felt about season one and anything I enjoyed about it tainted.
Well, now when you like look back like at season one, like the makeup and like the hair and like everything is just like crazy. Like Penelope looks like a whole different person.
Yeah, well Penelope.
The Bridgerton glow up is real.
Can I get a Bridgerton glow up, please? We should have like a Bridgerton themed party.
Dearest gentle readers, welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast.
Are you British now?
No.
Anything else you have to say on the wonder that is Bridgerton?
Just that there's been an addition to my celebrity crush list, and he's made his way very close to the top. I'm obsessed with him.
Well, I love that for you. Wow. Oh, one more thing I want to say. I understand that the original books, the original series is very, like, it's old school romance novels. So all heterosexual relationships. I am here for the representation of exploring other sexualities.
Yeah.
And I loved that about this season.
Yeah.
Because I feel like everybody was kind of inching, like, itching for it in prior seasons. And I know they did a little bit, like, Benedict walked in on somebody in whatever season that was. But, like, none of the main characters explored it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
I love that. All right.
Alrighty.
If we're going to watch this movie, we need to wrap up.
Yeah, we definitely.
This podcast, we are going to go watch Inside Out 1 so that tomorrow we can go see Inside Out 2. We'll let you know our thoughts next week. And enjoy our margaritas.
Cheers.
Cheers. No. Not the vibe?
This isn't really good with the vibe.
Just kind of make a compilation of all the times that you go.
Like, why is my posture so, like, why am I all the way down here?